Simone, good afternoon. It's great to talk with you. And everybody, I'd like to introduce Simone, who is an author and an innovation consultant. And Simone, maybe you'd like to say a couple of words about yourself.
Sure. Thanks for that, Sugath. Great to talk to you. I'm Simone Ahuja. I'm an innovation strategist. I've got a company called Blood Orange. We're based out of Minneapolis. We've got global teams. We work with companies across sectors, helping them with their innovation strategy. A lot of work around frugal or Jugaad innovation, which is thinking about high value, low cost innovation, also entrepreneurship. And that's the connect to the entrepreneurship conference. So we work a lot with teams that are trying to work and behave and act like entrepreneurs on the inside of their big companies. I'm an HBR.org columnist, and I'm the author of an upcoming book called Disrupt It Yourself. So this is all about entrepreneurship. That'll be published by HarperCollins next year.
Tell me about what were the big signposts for you around how the startup world or the fast-moving innovation world outside of large companies worked versus how things worked inside big companies, and what were the kind of the underlying reasons for those differences in speed, if you will?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is that, you know, large companies, they're not set up to move fast. They're, you know, because there was a lot of stability for many years, because companies could kind of rest on their laurels and still drive revenue and growth, they didn't have to think about things like speed very often. And so I think this was, a huge advantage of entrepreneurs who weren't sort of inured to fixed processes and didn't have such big ships to steer. I think, Sugath, what's really interesting is that when we get calls from large firms asking for help with innovation, they're often, you know, when we dive into it deeper, they're not necessarily really directly asking about help with innovation. They're asking about speed and agility. I think it's the thorn in the side of most large firms. Yeah. So speed is certainly valuable on its own as well, but it's antithetical to how large firms have had to operate, and one that challenges many of them. Yeah. Of course, you know, if you can move fast, that's a huge competitive advantage, right? So, and this is something that entrepreneurs have known all along. This is why entrepreneurs have been able to disrupt a lot of large firms. You know, we're in a volatile, fast-moving economy. It's connected. It's global. So if we're fast, if we're agile, if we can move quickly and move on new market opportunities quickly, then you know, we can become or we're more likely to become market leaders.
So let me bring out a couple of examples of some client work, recent client work, where we're doing these pilot projects. The company clearly wants to move fast, but the bigger issue for them is connecting all of the dots around getting organizational buy-in, making sure nobody who owns a piece of, you know, kind of the power base is offended, right? And that the communications has to go in the right sequence. You have to say things exactly the right way. And so you're creating this kind of internal theater, if you will, to get to a decision, right? And this happens often, and you cancel meetings, for instance, because, you know, one out of the eight people can't show up and so forth. So there are these fundamental barriers. So tell me a little bit about kind of your experience with this type of thing in large clients. Yeah.
Well, I think there is a resistance to speed in some ways, simply because people don't know how to do it. You know, the problem is that if you can't move fast, you're invariably going to dig yourself a hole. And I'll just go back, you know, a little bit and say that, you know, right now, if we think about the why of speed, I think about customers are expecting it, right? So customers are expecting speed, they're expecting customization, they're expecting high value, all of these things. I think Wall Street is starting to expect companies and leadership to be able to move fast so they can avoid disruption. And then, of course, I think it also depends on your industry, right? So if you're in technology, you might have to move faster than, say, if you're in paint. But having said that, you know, there's this whole question of how do we do this and who gets threatened, right? Just like you said. So who's on the inside, who's doing business as usual. If you're trying to do something differently, what does that say about the way that I'm doing things, if I'm doing things the traditional way, right? So we see a lot of this. You know, some people call that not invented here. You know, there is all kinds of, there's process that gets in the way. There's bureaucracy. There's a lot of politicking. And that's why I think it's really important to, you know, if we think about how to create a culture that moves fast, to think about, you know, not only the why that we're doing it, so all the reasons that we discussed earlier, and making people understand that this isn't just a flavor of the month activity, but also making clear that everything doesn't have to be fast, right? It really depends on where you are in your business. Some things might be able to run in a similar way, but some things, especially if we're looking for exploring new ground, adjacencies, sort of moonshots, those things might have to move faster. So coming back to your question, I think a huge piece is, do I know how to do this, right? So some people, like intrapreneurs, we talk a lot about that a lot, right? Who are these entrepreneurial people on the inside of the big companies? They often know how to do this inherently. But others might need training, right? Some people are going to need help thinking about how to move fast in the big organization. But either way, there needs to be support. And I think the other pushback probably can come from people who are trying to move fast, but they don't feel like they're supported or rewarded, right? We see this a lot, and I'm sure you've seen this, Sugath, too. So some of this is about organizational design. Some of this is about, you know, how we're measured on things. If I move fast or if I'm trying new things, am I going to be rewarded or am I going to be punished? And that happens all the time, even when people are doing things sort of in good faith, rather when people are doing things in good faith. So, you know, those are some of the things that I think about when we think about the challenges, some of the pushback, and some of the lack of stickiness. Finally, I'd say that, you know, if we think about, you know, the culture of innovation, in this case, we're talking about speed, who's doing this? Am I the only one doing this? Are my peers doing this? Are leaders doing this? Is this lip service? Is it really happening? And yesterday, I was talking with one of our colleagues for the Innovator's Handbook about failure. You know, and I think that's another thing we talk about a lot, you know, failing fast, failing forward, but that's not something that really necessarily, while it gets a lot of lip service, it's not something that's necessarily supported. So we have to have that kind of trust in order for entrepreneurs and other innovators in corporations to want to be able to move fast and feel comfortable doing it. For some of them will do it anyway.